The Learning Channel.
And now they consider astrology like a valid science?
Well, they consider their TV shows valid entertainment, so anything is possible. They just don't care. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Casimir.
And this is our happy birthday Hey You Know It episode.
We are 1 year old.
We are 1 year old, and we are a Virgo. Woo!
The longest time I thought we were a Leo.
Really?
I kept emailing you saying we're a Leo together.
We don't seem like a Leo. I'll tell you why. I found this piece of astrology here. The Virgos born on August 30th have an overwhelming urge to express their individual identities. And if that's not how you know it,
then
I don't know what is. We have good taste, good looks.
Nice.
We appear well-dressed. We're sincere friends. We're fun-loving. We're natural romantics. That's not us.
No,
that's not us at all.
Not together.
And then it says August 30 natives. I don't even know what that means. Like, they're interlopers. There are other people who aren't born on August 30th and then just running up in our birthday piece. We're the beneficiary of a fortunate upbringing. And I would say, yeah, hey, you know, it started out in the studio.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was, we had a silver spoon in our mouth.
Yeah. And now we're down here with a spork made of plastic.
Right.
What else? And it says here, as parents, hey, you know, it is good encouraging the little ones to express themselves. So that'll be our spinoff podcast, Son of Hey, You Know It, and Hey, You Know It, the vlog. What else? And it says, we have a broad view of the world, and we tend to spend big.
Nice, we do.
Yeah, we were spending a lot of money, but fortunately we have a talent for financial management, which is right, because now we're recording it from an office in Midtown.
Yeah, and yeah, ingenuity is our sign. It's all over our sign. And also our life pursuit is do the right thing.
And we are trying to do the right thing. Not in a Spike Lee way, but also we're trying to do the right thing. So I think that, yeah, Hey You Know It is one. We're a Virgo. It says we should embrace self-esteem.
Right.
Good. I'll do that.
Like, duh.
Yeah. Expectations, and we should keep an open mind, and we should avoid ego issues.
I don't know how that's going to be.
Yeah. Self-criticism.
Yeah.
And compliance, which seems like a good thing, but it says we should avoid compliance.
We like to speak our minds.
Yeah.
So if we're compliant, then we're not speaking our minds.
I think
right?
We're non-compliant with the FCC is what this is about. So that is our birthday astrology for, hey, you know what, the birthday show edition. So what do you got?
Yeah, well, our stone is a sapphire.
Is that good?
Sapphire.
Blue?
Why not? It's all right.
It seems like something you see a lot of on QVC, a sapphire.
Well, according to Athena Star Woman, that is... It's ours, so there's no getting rid of
there's
it.
There's no getting around it.
And then the Virgo's secret desire is to love and be loved in return, which also was a big theme in Moulin Rouge. Found a couple of celebrities. We're not doing our regular discount celebrity because there's no discounts on our birthday.
No. At full price on our birthday, in fact.
Yeah, and some of the celebrities who share our birthday is Cameron Diaz.
Okay, she's like an A-lister, right?
Yeah, I would say so. And you're going to be happy. Warren Buffett.
Wow. Warren Buffett? I love me some Buffett.
1930 he was born.
Wow, he's still alive? I don't think Warren Buffett will ever die.
No, he won't.
And once he is dead, he'll still keep investing the right way, because that's how Warren Buffett do.
The Oracle of Omaha. That's how he goes. Andy Roddick, who's the tennis player. And this is my favorite, is Mary Shelley.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. See, a literary bent.
Yeah.
Because, hey, you know, it is upscale.
Classy, even.
If nothing else. Classy, even. Who else was born on this auspicious day?
Peggy Lipton.
Okay.
From the Mod Squad. Also the mother of the girl from The Office.
Which one?
Who is now on Parks and Recreation.
What?
Yeah.
That's her mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
And
you like to think that people have worked.
Just lovely, actually. Lisa Ling.
Okay. One of two Asian famous women.
Yeah, I really admire her for leaving The View.
She was on The View. I never saw that show.
Oh, yeah. She was on The View for a while, and she's too smart for
it. When I used to see, you know, the people who were on that show, I'm like, why is anybody asking you anything about anything? What have any of those women ever done? Sister Act 2 is not a reason to start giving that advice.
Well, you know, it started out, it was supposed to be women of each generation. It was supposed to be 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
But nobody wanted to look at a 50-year-old.
Yeah. And it was like, what? And the 20-year-old was too...
stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah.
And they were all just horrified and embarrassed by her.
So then it turned into just the horror show that it is.
Yeah,
today.
Just a couple of, you know, what was it, Joy Behar.
I feel like it's like the Harpy Hour, that show. Like, I feel like you would look under the table and see either claws or cloven hooves scratching under there.
Scales.
Yeah, I can't watch that show.
That's why Lisa Ling left.
Okay.
She knows what's going on. Right. And then we've got Marilyn McCoo.
Sweet, solid gold.
Yeah, Fifth Dimension.
Yep.
Bill. She sang the song Bill.
As in don't mess with?
No, as in he's just my Bill.
Okay.
He can't do anything, but there's something about him.
Bill. You know Bill.
You know.
Good old Bill.
They dance around it. Michael Chiklis.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do. He's the thing in the Fantastic Four. That muscly, like...
I didn't watch that.
All right. Then the worst one ever is John Phillips. Boo.
John Phillips. What a scum.
It's disgusting.
Who is he?
From The Mamas and the Papas, Mackenzie Phillips' father.
Oh, yeah. Sketch E.
Yeah, so sketchy, he doesn't sketchy. Deserve anything. Yeah. Goodbye.
Let's move his birthday to August 29th.
Yes, we kicked him out of the...
Hey You Know What club.
He's no longer allowed to have his birthday on the same day.
And if today is your birthday, we give you a big Hey You Know What happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Don't screw it up.
Have you ever, you know, the traditional happy birthday song?
Mm-hmm. Which is, it's got a copyright so tight that we can't even hum it on Hey You Know It. We'll be playing Stevie Wonder's version.
But, you know, as an adult, I've witnessed children singing the Skip Around the Room song.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever do that?
No. Did you?
Yeah, because I went to summer camp.
Oh.
And at summer camp, there was a huge
Canadian
mess hall. It was not Canadian.
Oh.
There was, sadly... It was a Jewish Quaker summer camp. It had a huge, like, mess hall. And we would skip around the room with anyone else who had the same birthday. So in that token, it made sense.
Mm.
But if you don't have a huge room,
then
what are you going to do?
Just a lap.
Maybe something they do at school.
Well, what it is, for our listeners, if you've never done this, you get the happy birthday song at your party. And then everyone starts singing, Skip Around the Room, We Won't Shut Up Till You
skip around the room.
And it keeps going until you...
Till you skip around the room. Then they shut up.
I witnessed, as a server, I was watching
this sounds like a nightmare story. Weren't you working at a Chuck E. Cheese when this happened?
Not at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Because that would salvage the story if it were children.
Oh, this poor kid, he heard Skip Around the Room, and his shoulders dropped and his head dropped forward and... with much resign and a big sigh, got up and skipped.
Did he really skip?
He did, but his heart wasn't in it.
Do you ever remember there were some kids in elementary school who couldn't skip?
Yes.
What was wrong with them? These were the same kids who couldn't say spaghetti. I had no respect for them. They're probably doing nothing today.
Caschetti. And then they kind of like
went
along.
Hop on one foot.
Yeah. That's a motor skill coordination problem.
Really? Those people don't get hired later on in life. In this economy, there's no room for someone who couldn't say spaghetti or skip around a aforementioned room for their birthday.
And then also people wear the pointy cone hats.
The dunce cap.
Yeah, but it's not a dunce. It's supposed to be about power and witchcraft.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so also...
Surprised that Christians haven't outlawed that as well.
Oh, right. Oh, and listen to this. It's, if you have a birthday party, the origin, it comes from the belief that when it's your birthday, spirits are more likely to take over you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to have a party and people around you wishing you well to keep you the spirits from entering your body.
That's fascinating. So Jehovah's Witnesses were right once again.
Is that what they say?
They believe everything is evil witchcraft.
Yeah.
My grandmother was a Jehovah's Witness, and we weren't allowed to have birthday parties, because you know you're only supposed to celebrate JC's birthday.
Yeah.
We would have this thing called everybody's birthday. Yeah, it's breaking the rules, because she had a lot of grandkids, and we were like, you're already horrible. Okay, because we can't do anything. Can we at least have a birthday cake?
And relented and...
Yeah, so we would have this everybody's birthday thing, which we really knew was like, you know... my birthday or my cousin's birthday or whoever birthday that it was.
So even though it was everybody's, whoever's closest gets to be the...
Yeah, it's actually their birthday.
And everyone has to kind of fall back and
yeah, and be like, well, actually, it's his birthday. It's his birthday. It was a nightmare,
yeah,
really. I'm an only child. I have a single mom, right? So the birthdays, and I grew up in the country, the birthdays turned into this huge, like, situation of trying to overcompensate. I was fine not having brothers and sisters. I actually quite liked it. Lived in fear that I would have a brother and sister. Didn't need every little scraggling piece of chitlin on feet coming to my house, eating up my cake. Like, I just wanted to keep it small, keep it, you know, little. At summer camp, I enjoyed birthdays. And now, as an adult, my idea of a good birthday is just to get up early, go to your local Irish bar, and be drunk before the sun sets. That is my idea of a nice birthday.
That's
yeah,
nice.
Just doing it barfly style. Just doing it on your own. I don't need all of this, like, huge, you know, part. When people always, oh, your birthday was last week. Yeah. Mm. It's going to be next year, like, around the same time. You don't worry about it. I don't like a big to-do. You, what do you do for your birthday?
Well, my birthday is in January, and as a kid, there were a lot of snowstorms around my birthday, so all my parties would be canceled due to the weather.
You're just kind of there with a cake, like, looking out the window.
The decoration. How did you know? I really was looking out the window. Honestly, decorations, the whole thing there. No friends, because they couldn't come by. They couldn't get there. And it gave me a little feeling of sadness and panic. And I still, to this day, anytime I throw a party, I'm a little nervous that nobody's going to show.
Yeah, you've mentioned that because people won't come. Do it in the summertime.
I don't like the summer.
And do it in a bar. People will come, even if you don't even know who they are. Just include them. Bring them in. I haven't been to any really good birthday parties in a long time. It's not as interesting as you get older. And then now, you know, people are having these 40th birthday parties. It's like going to a funeral, people.
It's like...
It's awful.
There's a smile in the shape of a grimace on
the
face.
Yeah, you can't even see the damn cake because it's covered with flames. You know?
I know. And the room rings out with the phrase over and over, 40 is the new 30.
It's not. 40 is 40, people. It's a step closer to death. That's what it is. Let's be honest. And what can you get someone that's 40?
No, they're supposed to have their own job by now. They can
buy there's nothing but cash, maybe. You can pick up a tab.
Oh, yeah, or someone can get you, like, a gift certificate for a massage.
But I've been doing that for people for years. Like, 40 is not, I think that cash and the massage, the spa thing is the best now. I mean, if you don't remember, if your birthday was right now and I didn't know, while you weren't looking, I could just quickly order up a spa certificate online, bam, and have it sent to you and be like, happy birthday, pshaw. I don't have any kids, but I know there's a panic on with parents nowadays.
Oh.
To have these fantastic birthday parties for these little tiny kids who don't even know what's going on. I found this on ABC News/entertainment because not only is it an article, it's also a plug. Apparently there's a new show coming on about huge birthday parties, mega birthday parties.
Oh. Yeah.
There was a bowling alley, an aerialist, even a roller coaster, and still the birthday boy slept. His name was JoJo and he was one. But that didn't stop his parents, Lisa Augustine and Joe Martino of, wait for it, Staten Island, New York, from sparing no expense on JoJo's mega birthday party.
S.I.
Augustine, after jokingly asking for a bodyguard, specified how much. We're like at $40,000 right now. $40,000.
No, for the first birthday.
Yeah. And there's going to be a new TV show called Outrageous Kid Parties, which premieres next month.
That's disgusting.
It is this is not a party for a kid. This is a party for this tacky people from Staten Island to show off their money. And you know what? I hope that 15 years from now, they are flat, broke, busted, thinking about the $40,000 they wasted on a party.
And I hope they took a lot of pictures, because that's all they'll have.
So they can, instead of going to college, you can reminisce about this party we threw you when you were one.
Don't they realize there's ups and downs in life and there's...
No,
maybe,
not for them. No. You know what? I don't like this because I don't like reality shows that show this kind of stuff. I think they should have reality shows that are more realistic so kids can see what it's like. They should have, like, Latchkey Kids.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, I was a teenage pimp. Or, like, you know, my mom is a crack hoe. Like, put a camera on that and let people see how people really do. This is ridiculous.
What is it? The camera crew is going to be outside when the kid comes home with their key. Like, it's me again.
Yeah. There's no one at home. Just going to go inside and bust out a can opener. That's how it is. $40,000? You know what? This makes me... Here's my thing. Too. Also, these people, these rich people, it puts me in a weird place because I kind of hope something bad will happen to them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't feel bad for rich people when awful things happen to them. I'm like, no.
Right, because money isn't everything, but it helps a lot of things.
It helps you get an aerialist and some kind of some rides. Why do you need an aerialist at a one-year-old's party?
Well, we all know it's about the parents showing off.
But I just hope they got robbed during that party. Like, while they were at that party, somebody came and just took everything from their house.
Oh, like what people do when people die. Thieves read the obituaries and show up at the house because they know everyone's going to
be it's going to be at the funeral. I hope that's what this show is about. I think one camera crew at the party, another camera crew at the home.
I'm kidding.
How much you want to bet their house has columns in front and two small lions at the driveway?
And a fountain.
Yeah, or maybe that's just those weird glass balls. Do you remember people to have those like
glass
on a cone?
Balls? No.
They were like a sphere and it looked like it was mirrored. That was like
it's a disco ball.
But it was like a lawn ornament. For incredibly classy people like the Staten Island couple.
Well, if they have a statue of Mary, the Virgin, outside, is
with
that...
With a disco ball? Holding a disco ball?
Gonna...
Disgusting. $40,000 for a one-year-old.
I don't even know what... If I had an extra $40,000 at my disposal,
I
wouldn't spend it on a one-year-old.
I don't know. They're saying it's being fueled by what celebrities are doing, but we all know that celebrities have no damn sense. And you should not do what they're doing. They're saying Sean Diddy Combs gave his son a $360,000 car. Which son? He's been spreading his seed all over the place. Like,
that's right. And the Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia, when he lived in Aspen, he had this home at the time was like incredible. It was like $35 million, but that was just one. And he had several in different locations in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That was exactly the same. So his,
why?
So his family would be comfortable wherever they went.
Because they were so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Having to flip from place to place.
And right, and he bought his son a car for his like 16th birthday, but he didn't have a license yet. Got like a Ferrari.
So, you know what? I think this show, instead of calling it Outrageous Kid Parties, it should be called How to Make an Asshole. Because that is what this kid is going to be. How could this kid ever appreciate anything? You know what I mean?
How to make an asshole.
How to make an asshole. It only costs $40,000.
And it's a one-time thing, and that's going to last you for the rest of your life.
What a nightmare. I can't even imagine. You know what? For $40,000, I don't know what I would do right now.
I don't even know. I'm
for
just,
a party? How would you spend $40,000 on a
party?
I'm just
thinking of what I'm going to cut out so I can keep the rest of the money.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, for my party, I'll probably take $1,000 out, take a couple friends out for some nice bottles of champagne, put the other $39,000 in some kind of a mutual fund, and just let it sit.
I was just thinking, a three-hour open bar and hors d'oeuvres. And you have to RSVP.
That's the Virgo.
And you get a bracelet.
Yeah. They're going to be like, this bitch has $40,000. We're over here with a keg of, like, Pabst.
Pabst and then the pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, that's maybe some Jägermeister shots for a buck each.
What is the well version of the Jägermeister? Not that top shelf stuff.
I have no idea. Is it cough syrup?
Yeah,
it's Robitussin. Shots of Robo.
Or even Tussin.
Tussin. I thought this was awful. Like
It's awful. I mean, there's nothing great about it. There's nothing good about it. It's disgusting. And
I hope these parents get hit in the face with something. Like, I hope there's some drama at this point. Like, the aerialist falls on top of the husband and they have an affair. Like, something has to go wrong.
Well, there's a lot of things wrong already.
Yeah.
That it's just going to be a continuation of their lives. Like her, you know, pill and wine addiction.
Mm-hmm. This weave she looks like she has in right now.
Yeah.
Full set of fake choppers. The whole thing is bad. But I think it does accurately represent the hopes and dreams of Staten Island.
S.I.
Staten Island is angry, apparently, because I think it was Nike or someone came out with a line of Borough sneakers. And they had the Bronx, Harlem, which represents all of Manhattan.
I thought you meant as in a... Mule.
No. borough. The five boroughs. So they have Queens, Harlem, the Bronx. What was the other one? Queens, Harlem, the Bronx.
Brooklyn.
Not Staten Island.
And New Jersey.
No, there was not there. And they were, Staten Island was upset. I'm like, really? They don't want to represent their brand that way, Staten Island. If you're from Staten Island, don't write us in. You know where we stand. Jeez. So what do you got?
The Greeks, and I know you like the Greeks.
Yeah, I married one, so I guess yes.
They believe that each person has a protective spirit that attends the person's birth and then thereafter watches over them. And that you have a spirit then that is now like...
That sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah, you have a mystic relationship with the spirit. And I just want to know, where's mine? Where's yours?
Apparently in this room. Are they watching over you the whole time?
Yeah.
This is kind of like when they tell us, you and your kid, that your dead grandparents are watching over you. I don't like this idea at all. I don't like anybody watching over me unless you have something to say or you're going to do something.
Right.
If we do have these spirits, I don't know about yours, but mine is seriously slacking.
Mine too. Mine does nothing for me.
I don't see anything. Yeah.
You're like looking up now at the ceiling.
There's nothing.
Looking around really quick.
Not doing a thing. You know what? If they're listening to this podcast, get with it.
Yeah.
Whip something up. Like, I don't know. I could use a new pair of shoes. I don't know.
Something. Or that $40,000.
That $40,000 for
a party. Okay.
We're going to hit up with some birthday advice on advice.
Nice.
So it took me a long time to find advice about aging, which doesn't surprise me considering old people don't use the internet. But I was able to find something, and it starts off. So one day you look in the mirror and you see a gray hair. Okay, that happened like 10 years ago for me.
It was like when I was 19.
Yeah. Then fine lines appear on your face, and you're working at your job, and a young coworker pipes up and says, "Hey, you know, I was just in kindergarten when you started working here." Yup, you're getting old. It says yup too. But don't panic. And it says don't panic in all caps, which means panic. Your life is not over yet. It's awful already. All right.
What is this? How dare they?
This is the advice.
Go ahead.
Number one, eat healthy. Okay, fine. Exercise. And then exercise your mind. Use it or lose it. It can prevent cognitive decline. Do Sudoku.
Oh.
Exactly. Crosswords. Play cards, read, and learn new things.
Well, that's all the hallmarks of oldness.
Of getting old. This is when you're crouching towards death. It gets better.
Crosswords.
Socialize. Surround yourself with friends. Human beings are social animals and thrive in these situations. Join a book club.
Oh.
Knitting circle.
It came out of my mouth as you said it.
Bingo.
No.
Bridge.
Those are, again, when you get your AARP. Card.
At this point, you should be checking out caskets. And it says, if you're not big on people, get a pet.
Eat more fiber.
Yeah. It's also not a bad idea to take a closer look at your family tree and see if there's any history of illness.
So you can talk about it. Talk about it and then imagine it.
And then take preventative medicine. You know what? This is the worst advice ever. You're getting older. Have a party. If you thought about having some kind of dependency on any type of drug or alcohol, now's the time.
Right. You have to do the young things.
Yeah. Go crazy.
Go back. Don't knit. Everybody, do not knit. I have a big thing against knitting. It's I had a roommate who got hooked on knitting.
It's an addiction. It's ugly.
It's ugly. Then you don't dress up. You don't put on makeup anymore. You don't go out anywhere.
You just knit these sweaters.
Yeah.
And they're ugly.
And she sat on the couch and knitted and then brought her blanket out to sleep on the couch overnight.
Was she knitting the blanket as she was... Did she come out and knit the blanket and then sleep?
No. Well, she had her project there on the floor next to the couch, and then she would... and I said, why do you have to sleep on the couch? Why don't you go back to bed? And she said, well, so I can get up and start knitting again.
What? I hope you asked her to leave.
Did.
After giving her what for? Before she was exiled out of your apartment. There's just something sad about all of these things. Like, playing bridge. When I get older, I don't want anything to do with bridge and, what is it, Sudoku.
Good. I'm glad you didn't pronounce it.
I see people doing it, and it looks like they're dying on the subway as they're doing it.
You start doing these things, and then you start talking about, the cramps in your fingers, and...
Yeah, do you know what? Join a theater group. I always like, well, no, when I lived in a town in Eastern Maryland, there was a group of players, and they were mostly older people, but they were like the youngest people. You know, they seem much younger mm-hmm. than their contemporaries and people younger than them, because they were up there doing cabaret. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, do something active.
Right, right. You have to move your body and do something that involves something life, not things that involve you sitting in the corner.
Yeah, get your drink on. You're not going to get healthy all of a sudden. What, at 65, all of a sudden, you're going to do a marathon?
You know what? There's a thing, like, between, like, when you're a teenager and, like, say, up to 24, the age of 24, that's the time you get hooked on all the bad stuff.
Yeah.
So if you never got hooked on anything bad, now's the time
now's
to try
it. Now's the time.
Because you're not necessarily going to get hooked on it. You're just going to try it out.
You may not even have that much time left to be hooked on it. Who cares? It takes a while to build up an addiction, people. If you're way up there, just do all the things that you wanted to do. I don't think...
LSD.
Yeah. Smoke that tube. I don't think bridge is going to help.
No.
This is terrible advice. This is like getting ready to go advice. This is just like winding down. I think that retirement, if it ever happens for people of our generation, if we're ever able to get any kind of retirement, I'm saying just a 24-hour, 365 days a year Burning Man. Just who cares? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, just get out there. Is there something you always wanted to do? Now's the time to do it.
Right.
There's nothing worse than hearing people, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm like, no, you're 75 now. If you do it.
Do it. If you haven't done it, you're not going to.
I always see these older women in my neighborhood. They're always complaining at the supermarket. And I want to ask one of those women, do you want to spend your last year on earth complaining about the price of a mango on Riverdale Avenue? Are you serious? Get the mango.
Just in.
Get two. Throw them both out. Who cares? Have fun with it.
Buy them and throw them out.
Yeah, whatever. What do
you care? Throw them at somebody.
Yeah.
That's what I would
make it lively. You know? When I lived in Hungary, I used to love to see an older woman there having a drink at the bar. And everyone was just looking down their nose at her. I'm like, what? Let her do whatever she wants. Yeah. She wants to get pissed at the bar. Fall off her seat.
Was it a thing that women didn't sit at the bar by themselves?
That women didn't get drunk. The men, fine. Sure. But like, what's wrong with an older lady having a few, way too many?
As we know, nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Good luck finding me sober over 70. What are they going to do, arrest me? What did I say? I'm going to be stealing from my grandkids. What's that? What are the young people taking now? Give me two.
Right.
So we suggest illicit activities.
Yeah.
Forget about the crossword puzzles.
I think that's what I'm going to do now on all my birthdays going forward.
Just go crazy?
Something illegal.
Something illegal. Theft of a car. That's what we should do.
Oh,
for
you and I, right?
For the Hey You Know It second anniversary, we're going to be doing it from a stolen vehicle.
Right. There's still time for us on our birthday to actually do something.
I think so. It's not too late. We could probably, I don't know, what would be something illegal that's easy to do in New York? Dancing in a bar is illegal. We could do that.
We could do that. Or we
thanks
can,
to Giuliani.
Oh, you know, we can change the ringtones on people's phones.
Is that illegal or is that just annoying?
Oh, it's annoying.
I can't think of anything else we could do. What's something that's like annoying, illegal? We could drive with no shoes on. That's illegal.
All right. Let's do that. I can get behind that.
Yeah. I can get behind it. We go have a car barefooted.
Ha!
Go nuts.
Woo!
Yeah. Hey, look at me.
That's going to be a greeting card now for birthdays.
Yeah.
You know, just a close-up on a barefoot on a pedal.
Just go crazy. You're 42. Go nuts.
You know, one thing we've got to say, we've got to thank all our listeners from around the world.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of people in the U.S., Ireland,
woo,
Korea, Greece, the Ukraine, Canada, Japan, China.
Wow, we're getting international.
I know, the list goes on and on. So thank you for helping us turn one.
Did you say Canada?
I'll say it again. Thank you, Canada.
Thank you, Canada. We would like to thank Cinema for letting us use their music for over a year. We've been threatening to do an interview with them, and whenever they get off tour, hopefully that's going to happen. So thank you. We'd also like to thank our former producer, Kim Audio.
Who we miss very much.
Who we miss, but you know what? We had to fly on our own. We had to get out the nest with this one. I'd also like to thank my husband, Greg Zenon, for paying for it when I was unemployed. And we'd like to thank all of our friends for listening and encouraging us to do this. You want to thank anybody?
All of our friends who have encouraged and listened, and all our followers on Twitter, everyone who has liked us on Facebook.
Yeah.
And the comments and the emails, we thank you very much and keep them coming. And I'd like to thank Jaquetta for doing all the setup on everything technical.
Yeah, well, that's, next year Katie will be doing more of that. Yes. So at the end of next year, I can thank her for doing the technical work. So that's all we have for today from Hey You Know It.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to another year and many years to come of doing our weekly program. We'll be back next Monday and every Monday in perpetuity. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.